NPR's ethics code does not allow me to endorse a political candidate. But you know what? It's a pandemic. All bets are off. So here goes. I am hereby endorsing Senator Ann Ranch in her reelection campaign. That felt really good. Her campaign is less than a month old, and already Ann Ranch has more than 10,000 followers on Instagram. Unfortunately, she is not a real person. She is the creation of TV comedy writer Charles Rogers, who co-created the show Search Party. And Charles Rogers joins us now. Welcome, and thank you for this little bit of joy that has been in my life for the last couple weeks.
Thank you. I mean, even hearing you say her name, it brings me joy. So,
how would you describe who Senator Ann Ranch is? Like, what kind of image is she crafting in this Instagram account?
Ann is sort of crafting an image of nothing. I think, Ann, you're not really sure what she stands for, but somehow you're on board.
I wish people could see her face because it's hard to describe, but, you know, her eyes look strangely familiar in every image. Where have I seen these eyes before?
So Ann Ranch is a Frankenstein experiment of a few different women I've used as the canvas for her. There's some Nancy Pelosi. There's some Senator Lisa Murkowski. There's some Christine Baranski in The Good Fight.
And, oh, another fictional politician.
I know. It's getting inception-y.
All with the eyes of
Steve Buscemi. Times like four.
Steve,
they're like four times bigger than Steve Buscemi's eyes.
Were you just bored one day and thought, what would happen if I put Steve Buscemi's enlarged eyes on the face of a female politician?
That's actually exactly what it was.
Really?
I'm addicted to pranks. I actually have a big problem. My therapist says that I'm seeking novel human experiences, but I Photoshop people like all day long. I love doing it. That's like my Candy Crush. And so
okay.
I was like, what would it look like to put Steve Buscemi's face on Nancy Pelosi? I had no real plan to make it be anything except for like a weird experiment. And then people started to love her and it's kind of built its own life and I've figured out her voice and I'm going to take it as far as I can get away with.
I should put in a plug for her book, which is called Forks in the Road. And in the post about this book, she wrote, "It's a little lighter than I'd expected. I was hoping it would make a harder sound when dropped. I dropped it a few times in different spots of my house and was really only satisfied with how it sounded when thrown hard against the bean in the backyard. My husband and I commissioned the artist who made the bean in Chicago. It's a 3/10 scale replica, but can produce the same visual effect." It says a lot about the book, I think, really.
Yeah.
You know, you could be spending your time in lockdown doing something that you would actually get paid for, like writing a TV show. How does it feel to be interviewed on NPR for something that is not actually making you any money at all?
It feels closer to my soul's path than anything I've done in my life.
Really?
Something about this, I'm like, oh, I'm home, finally.
Why do you think it's been such a hit?
I don't know. I think that Anne embraces absurdity. She's upfront about it, and she's joyful about her absurdity. I'm really fascinated by the way politicians use social media and like the weird kind of like performance and formality and also like the folksiness and familiarity. It's all just so produced. And I like that this character is trying to do all those things, but also completely herself. I think in some ways it's like the antidote to Donald Trump because it's someone who's completely being themselves, but it's nice and fun.
Charles Rogers, he is the campaign manager and creator of the fake Senator Ann Ranch. You can find her on Instagram at official Ann Ranch. Charles, thank you so much for this conversation and for this Instagram account.
Thank you, Ari. I can't appreciate it more. I'd actually like to use All Things Considered to say that Ann Ranch is running for president.
Oh my goodness, wow.
If you want an alternative narrative to the country that we're living in, which is on the precipice of totalitarianism, Ann Ranch's Instagram page is a place where you can see this fabulous character win. I will.
You're just guaranteeing that she's going to win the presidential race?
Yes, there's no ifs, ands, or buts in the world of her Instagram. She wins.